Malta's 12 points go to United Kingdom.
United Kingdom 12 points.
And I love the little things you do that stay forever together this way. My love, I'm so in love with you. My love.
Vision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Kieran Tussiott. I'm with you for the next hour until 6 p.m. here on Forest FM 92.3, bringing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Bye.
a big finish, and not only start off this week's Eurovision showcase with a bit of camp Eurovision cheese. Yes, that was from the Slovenian national final from Rebecca Damrie, who actually went on to represent Slovenia at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest with Vrakna Jusame, but sadly not qualifying out of the semis. I shed a tear that night. She should have qualified. But that was her entry from Slovenia's national final 2005 called Perdoj ni memoj, which means come with me. There you go. So, a bit of Slovenian campness to start us off this week's show. Welcome. Yes, I am Kieran Tussius. I'm with you until 6 p.m. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also you can like our Facebook page as well. The Eurovision Showcase, of course. Right? Okay. Now, it's great to be back. I hope you enjoyed last week's show with Nicola Vaughan. We had a wonderful time reviewing the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, if you missed that show, don't panic. You can find the show on podbean.com and just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Or all of our links are all up on our Facebook and Twitter, so all compact in a nicely put package there for you. And also, if you're subscribed to Eurovision Radio International on their podcast feed as well, as not only our own but of theirs, you can find it on there too. Righty ho, we're going to head over to another dancey tune from Finland in 2009 in the Olympiski Stadium in Moscow, Russia. Finland came last, if I remember rightly, at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest with this song, but it was such a high-quality contest, and I think it was very difficult for anybody to do particularly well. But the United Kingdom that year came fifth, which is our best result since Jessica Garlick in 2002. And we had Jade Ewan that time with It's My Time, accompanied by the one I was just about to say, Stock Aitken & Waterman, and I was completely wrong. It's Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. Completely two different people. Knowing that, actually, there are three people, Stock Aitken and Waterman, and Andrew Lloyd Webber is all on his own. Yes. But if you remember, My Time was actually written also by Diane Warren. And Diane Warren wrote so many fantastic epic ballads that from years gone by, for Celine Dion, for Aerosmith, for Bruce Springsteen as well. So many more. But, anyways, Finland 2009 is from Waldo's People, and it's called Lose Control. I don't want to lose control, but I'm falling. Falling down. I got erratic emotions that I cannot describe to you. My world is tumbling down. almost sounds like a ABBA tune there, doesn't it? It's not far away from Sweden, of course. It's from Denmark, in Denmark's national final, Danske Melodi Grand Prix, in 1984, coming fifth. Now, how obscure is that? But a beautiful song, isn't it? It's from Lisa Johansson with Det in Himmelhill, which means it's a secret. There we are, from Lisa Johansson. Right, okay, let's move swiftly on. And we will be playing very soon the brand new singles from Greta Salome, who represented Iceland in the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, and also from Helena Paparizou, her brand new single. And she represented Greece at the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest as part of Antique Die For You. Was their song there, coming third. And also she went on to represent Greece again at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest solo, and winning the contest in 2005 with the song My Number One. So we'll be both hearing Helena Paparizou and Greta Salome's brand new songs later on in the show. Also, we will have this week's edition of Live and Kicking, where we play a live rendition of a Eurovision song. And also, in a few moments' time, we will be having this week's Rob's Random Request. Right, so we're going to head to our next song now, which is from the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest. And it was a really interesting part when it comes to Switzerland. Now, the winner of their national final was from Geraldine Oliver with the song Soleil Soleil. Now, however, after the contest, the song was disqualified after it was revealed that the song was inputted to the French-speaking broadcaster Television Suisse Romande, TSR, for their selection for the contest with French lyrics, and was rejected. Now, before being entered into the German-speaking broadcaster, which is called SF, and I'm not going to try and pronounce the German pronunciation, and their selection for the contest with the German lyrics was accepted. So therefore, the song that came second, Mr. Music Man by Daisy Avray, went on to Malmö for Switzerland. Yes, so, and it's a interesting song because Avray performed in 13th on the night, following Finland and preceding Luxembourg. She received 32 points, 1 point from Ireland, 4 points from the United Kingdom, 5 points from Belgium, 10 points from Italy, and the maximum 12, or 12 points, from Iceland. So in the end, it came 15th in a field of 23. So, and this is a little bit of a burlesque song. It's very Marmite, I would suggest. So just be prepare yourselves. This is the Swiss entry to the 92 Eurovision Song Contest. It's Daisy Avray with Mr. Music Man.
Music Man, allez-vous me jouer un air? Так вая
Here we are, Daisy Evray, Mr. Music Man, Switzerland, 1992. Right, it is now time for
Rob's Random Requests.
And this is a part of the show where my other half, Rob, gets to pick a country out of random, a year out of random. We glue them together, and then we find out what happens. So, and then we play the song randomly. Now, yes, now this song came 8th with 132 points at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this is probably one of my least favourite Eurovision songs of all time. It was a debut country. Yes, it's Azerbaijan. Now, initially, Rob picked Azerbaijan 2007. So, no, that was the year before they debuted. And then he picked 2006. And then, no, that didn't come out, so we went for 2008 anyway. So, we have to pay it, sadly. I know a lot of Eurovision fans do like it. I think this is just a load of noise and pointless. So, anyway. So, Azerbaijan, 2008, their debut Eurovision entry from Elnur and Samir. And this is Day After Day.
For peace we pray.
Day after day, 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 day
Oh, Elner and Samir with Day After Day. Right, okay. We're going to wash our ears out with a brand new song from Greta Salome. Gukvöld to all of our Icelandic listeners, yes. And Greta Salome's brand new song, which you could download on iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify. It's there for you. It's amazing. And it's called Row. Enjoy.
Feel it rushing in under your skin as it takes you high and it brings you low. You go and row, row, row your boat. As you drift away,
was that Greta Salome with Row. Now remember, she represented the beautiful country of Iceland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2016, sadly not qualifying, coming 15th in the first semi-final, but she is doing so much fantastic work back in Iceland and also on various cruise ships around the North Sea and the Baltic. So who could blame her? Oh, what a life she leads. I am very jealous. You can follow her on Snapchat as well, all one word, Greta Salome. Wonderful woman. And follow her on Facebook and Twitter too. She's all there, and also on Instagram too. Yes, can't not forget Instagram. Now, it's been a very busy week. Well, a busy 2 weeks for Eurovision news, so let's give you the lowdown. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase News on Sunday, the 28th of August. Now on Friday night, Belarus selected its participant for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2016 to take place in Valletta, Malta. For the latest on that, please head over to eurovoir.com. Now also on Thursday afternoon, the announcement for the host city of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Ukraine was due to take place at about 1 p.m. British time, 1400 hours Central European time. It was actually cancelled. The Cabinet of Ministers would now announce that the press conference wasn't going to take place, and it's the third time that the Ukrainians have cancelled a host city announcement. Now, the mayor of Dnipro in Ukraine, one of the three cities left in the running to host Eurovision, has stated on Facebook that the announcement has been delayed until next week. Mr. Blois Flatov added that it's a shame that the country has now lost 2 months to prepare for the contest, while an official announcement has been made by the EBU on Eurovision.tv that NTU felt it needed further time to decide on further details for each bid. We'll have more on this after this bulletin. Now, HRT and CT, the national broadcasters of Croatia and the Czech Republic, have informed Eurovoir.com they have not yet decided on their Eurovision 2017 participation. Now, fans of 2015 heroic winner Cameron Joyce says on Friday, Mons Element Earth released his brand new single called Hanging On To Something. If you want to download it, please do on iTunes or even on Spotify. Now, on Friday morning, there was a Eurovision.tv upload of a video. It was from YouTube, from Jon Ola Sand, who is the executive supervisor for the Eurovision Song Contest and also for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Now, he released a video with a statement regarding the Ukrainian selection for a host city of the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. And this is it right now.
My name is Jon Ola Sand. I am the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest. I work for the EBU out of Geneva. Choosing a host city is one of the most crucial decisions you take when it comes to Eurovision Song Contest, and it has to be prepared very thoroughly. Everything has to be scrutinized. It's not only talking to the city once or twice, have a look at the facilities and then decide. You need to sit down and really negotiate down to the smallest detail, because this is important. The basic requirements for a host city is, of course, to be a central hub so you can fly people in and out of the city. So you need an international airport and you need good infrastructure to facilitate for so many people. You need a good venue. You need a suitable venue for Eurovision Song Contest that can accommodate more than 10,000 spectators. You need a nearby press center for 1,500 journalists. You need good facilities for all the delegations that come there. And of course, sufficient hotel rooms all over the cities in different price categories. This year, the key challenges have been to find a city that really can meet all the expectations the EBU and the host broadcaster has when it comes to facilities for Eurovision Song Contest. And this year, mainly focusing on the venue. There were no ready venue actually in Ukraine that could host Eurovision Song Contest. We spent a lot of time and had good discussions with the three cities to find the best and optimal solution. Hosting the Eurovision Song Contest can give great benefits for the hosting city. It creates a lot of attention around the city. The city name is spread all over media in Europe and beyond. It gives the country and especially the city the possibility to show what it can offer to tourists, to people outside of the weeks of Eurovision Song Contest. So the experience is that cities benefits a lot from hosting. Following a broadcaster's win, the EBU gives out very clear specifications on what we expect from the host city and also from the host broadcaster. Very clear expectations on the venue, the core team, the technical facilities that needs to be in place, and also the milestones that needs to be met throughout the year in order to manage Eurovision Song Contest. It's a massive challenge for any host broadcaster and any host city. DBU play an essential role in selecting the city for Eurovision Song Contest. We know what it takes to host it. We know what has to be in place. Our member is also knowledgeable about this, and often also the authorities of the city or the country. But we need to be on top of this, and we need to, in the end, to decide which city is going to host Eurovision Song Contest.
So there you go, right from the horse's mouth, or God himself, indeed. So if you want to keep up with the latest developments on a day-to-day basis, then you should be following us on Twitter at ESE Showcase, and check out our wonderful friends at weeblogs.com, eurovoir.com, eseextra.com, all those wonderful websites. Okay, so you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Kažu kriješ, draga, pitao sam da mi vrate ono vrijeme, da ne sate proleće, da ljubav miriše, tako kažu. Rodi me u majsku zoru. Jedan svijet, kad svi drugi odu, čuvam te dok sam živ.
Bistra Vodi there by Regina, or Regina, I think it's that, from Bosnia-Herzegovina 2009, coming ninth for Bosnia. A fantastic, fantastic Balkan song there. But sadly, on the 17th of this month, August, the bassist, Denis Karabac, he died of a heart attack on holiday in Croatia. He was only 49 years old. So rest in peace, Denis. And my thoughts and prayers go out to his friends and family, his fans, and obviously the people of Bosnia-Herzegovina. Right, okay, we are now moving swiftly on to this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase. This is a part of the show when we play a very special live rendition of a Eurovision Song Contest song live here on Forest FM. And we are heading over to the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it was live in the Place du Congrès in La France. In Paris, Le Paris, oui. And it was the 23rd edition of the Eurovision Song Contest. It was eventually won by the Israeli team from Isaac Cohen and Alphabeta with a Bunny B. I love you in English, basically. But we are going to feature on this segment this week the Belgian entry that came second with 125 points. It's from the amazing Belgian Jean Valier. The song in English is called Love That Makes Life Sing. In French, it is performed live as L'amour se fait chanter la vie. Enjoy this one.
L'amour, ça vous met dans le cœur des crayons de couleur pour dessiner le monde. On devient musicien, de vrai petit Chopin, rien que pour une blonde. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique, ça met le bonheur en musique, ça rit de toute sa symphonie. L'amour, ça fait changer la vie. L'amour, ça vous met dans les yeux un regard fabuleux qui vous change un visage. L'amour, ça vous donne des ailes pour monter dans le ciel jusqu'au septième étage. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique, ça met le bonheur en musique, ça rit de toute sa symphonie. L'amour, ça fait changer la vie. C'est un grand magicien qui vous change à chacun en moins d'une seconde. L'amour, en amont commençant, ça vous donne 20 ans dans tous les coins du monde. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique, ça met I'm sorry.
Du und ich, wir sind so hoch geflogen, vor gar nicht langer Zeit. Ein Flugzeug voll mit jungen Träumen stand für uns bereit. Das mit uns war so groß, wir eroberten den Himmel. Warum ließt du mich nur los, ohne Fallschirm in der Nacht? Ich hab die Zeit nie ganz vergessen, als wir noch Flieger waren. Du gehst nicht raus aus meinem Herzen, ich denk nur noch daran. Du hast oft gesagt, wir sind stark, wir zwei. Sowas geht doch nicht einfach so vorbei. Ich hab die Zeit nie ganz vergessen, als wir noch Flieger waren. Würd es gern nochmal mit dir erleben, so'n Flug ins Abendrot. Würde gern nochmal mein Herz riskieren, sogar bis in den Tod. Das mit uns war so groß, sowas gibt es nur noch selten. Werden wir nur einmal noch auf den Wolken uns verlieren. Ich hab die Zeit nie noch Flieger waren. Du gehst nicht raus aus meinem Herzen, ich denk nur noch daran. Du hast oft gesagt, wir sind stark, wir zwei. Sowas geht doch nicht einfach so vorbei. Ich hab vergessen, als wir noch Flieger waren. Du gehst nicht raus aus meinem Herzen, ich denk nur noch daran.
Germany, 1989, their final song for West Germany, before Germany was put back together again after the Berlin Wall fell. That was Nino D'Angelo there with Flieger. Wow, it's okay. And Nino D'Angelo had a minor hit in 1984 here in the United Kingdom with a song called Guardian Angel, which originally the song was recorded in German and written by somebody called Daffy Duccia. Titled Gensitz von Eden, but it remained number one for 10 weeks in the German charts of 1983, while the Italian version was number one in France for 5 weeks. You know, sometimes I do wish that our charts here in the United Kingdom were a bit more varied, and we could play, have songs which could do quite well in different languages. But I know that's a lot to ask for. Right, as I promised, we're going to be playing the brand new song from Helena Paparizou, who won for Greece in 2005 with the song My Number One in Kiev, Ukraine. And this is a brand new song. It's the English version. So, it is called Fiesta. And it's from the wonderful Helena Paparizou.
Bodies in fiesta mode together. Oh, yeah, fiesta.
Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
That's what I am. That's what I always be. I don't wanna be silent, 'cause this is my destiny. You can take your eyes off me, 'cause I'm different and my mind is free. You would want to love me, but will that ever be? What's a follow when said while you follow someone else's rules that I foreshadow?
Thank you guys for joining me, Kieran Tussey, for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. I will leave you in the capable hands of this amazing woman called Kristina Kaislev. She's on YouTube. Check out her amazing YouTube channel. I'll put the link up on our Facebook and our Twitter at ESC Showcase, a Eurovision Showcase Facebook page. So join me next Sunday, 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. If you miss any of our previous shows, download our podcasts. Off-world ones.